Okay, so what I propose to talk today in I entitled as the power of indicators in agricultural decision support system looks like fancy or something like this, but I believe that it is really powerful. And what I'm going to talk is something that we are working on in our group. So I'm Anna Wagner, let me introduce myself, and I'm from University of Florida, and I work as an assistant research scientist in the Agriculture and Biological Engineering Department under my supervisor, Dr. Clyde Frisch. I'm happy that he is here to help me with hard questions. Hopefully you will not be, you're tired, so probably I'm not gonna ask you too much. So we are working in collaboration with USDA National Agriculture Statistics Services with a very interesting project, and we are testing so many indicators. So what I propose to talk to you is show you some of the indicators that we are working and how we are putting all of them together in a system. And we are seeing that it's becoming more and more powerful, not just in terms of big data and analysis and analytics, but also the physics behind of this. So before I start showing the system that we are designing for NAS, and I will explain why we are doing that later, I want to show the principles behind of this idea. What indicators we have, why we are designing this kind of indicators, what are you looking for to help NAS assessing better forecast yield? That's at the end what they want. Of course, USDNS has a very good system and they are forecasting yield a long time, where in our job in this project is help them to offer more climate and optical information, crop optical information, in a way they can help them assist in the yield forecast, right? So let's move on of the background of what's going on. And we know that, of course, climate today is not new. This is absolutely not new. Is the main driven of crop productivity and can affect a lot in terms of stress. And more we are seeing, increasing the frequency of anomalous weather events that I have a big list in my mind, but just to tell you, like droughts, floods, heat waves, and so on. So, and also the complexity of this, that the impact may vary. It's very dynamic process, so it can vary in time, in space, in the management practice, there are so many variables that can impact when we look on this kind of stressors. So we are thinking here, it's like provide indicators, and there are many, of course. There are indicators that can help and assist as key information during the growing season in a way that when you start monitoring using those indicators during extreme events, for example, and I use an extreme event as example how we can use those indicators, and that will give you more powerful information to do and make decisions. That's at the end what NAS is looking for. So the concept behind of this, and it's weird to have like some like circles with numbers without any information, but when I try to say that, it's like when you do a medical checkup and you want to see how you are in terms of health, of course, just one information cannot say if you're good or bad or how is your condition, right? So you have to look at many different aspects, and a doctor, of course, has to do it, this job, to provide a good information and tell you if you are considering all of the aspects, if you are or you are going bad. So the same for crops. So here I'm showing like a diagram of all of the three components that we are working on. And I go in each one of them along of this the presentation, and then I show you the system that we are designing for NAS in a way that we can help them improve and assess improve yield forecast. Of course, we are not working to estimate yields at this point. It could be one of the indicators, of course, but we are starting easy, and not easy, I would say. It's complicated, but simple. So just to give you an example, when we are looking for climate stressors, right, we know and I'm a physicist, so sometimes I'm afraid to talk too much about the agronomy aspect, but I will try it at this point. When you look at climate stressors, it's clear that we have critical stage of crop phenological moments that we have to be aware in the terms of designing alert system, of course. But even though in this arena of new technologies, varieties, management practices, and you are working hard, you know, to combat those impacts, even if you have a stressor, like a climate stressor, in a critical crop stage, phenological stage, if you have a variety or a system that can handle that, we're not going to have the same impact, of course. So in this point, we have to look at all of the indicators separated and then combine those and see how they play. So just as an example, how we are looking for the part that is related with phenology. So this is an example here. It's a very simple animation. I'm going to show you the evolution of each phenological stage of maize in the state of Nebraska. And for each color, we have a different stage, right? How we provide this information for you, we extract for the series maize model. So this is the phenological component from crop modeling that we are creating a spatial version. And then we can look day by day what's going on. Of course, this is very dependable of the region, the planting date, the variety. There are so many, I would say, variables here that can create different information. But at least we can think about a window of each phenological stage. So in this example, for instance, for Nebraska, you see the dark green is related with tasseling for this year and for this region and for this simulation. But we know that every year we have variations, we have warmer years and cooler years and drier, etc. So if you look at a window, that example that I'll give to you today, we can keep tracking and monitoring the window around this stage. So that I'm going to show you. So for example, if VT or tasseling occurs around July, the first week of July, if you calculate a window of 30 days, for example, before and after, and look what happened with indicators and compare. So I'm going to show you what we did for some of them. Just to tell you a brief story, when we start this project, we start as a pilot in Nebraska. So I have just for Nebraska this phenological model. But we are in the next phase of this project. So as a coordinator, we are expanding nationwide. So that allowed me to show you more region besides Nebraska. So here you are seeing the Corn Belt. And I'm showing you one of the indicators that I would like to highlight. This is a water stress indicator. It's called ARID. And the real name is Agriculture Index of Drought. It was calculated before, so we are just using that. We are not the owner of this index. Basically, what ARID does, he is basically a water balance calculation using a very well-covered surface of grassland with a root zone of 40 centimeter depth. So we are using grid data, PRISM climate grid data, to estimate this index that varies from 0 to 1. But instead of, remember that the clinics that we are comparing the health, so instead of showing, oh, we have this amount of ARID, no, we are trying to show the idea different here. So we accumulate around the VT, and we are comparing from the long-term average. So in this case, we'll see what happened in this region. So the red and dark colors are associated with more water stress. Deviation in the VT stage in 2012 in the Corn Belt area. And why 2012? Someone has an idea why? What happened in 2012 in the United States of America? I was here. Wow, was like a record, right? So this is a good example that we can use for, you know, climate and, you know, weather extreme event. and it's clear the whole region was affected. It's a very interesting indicator of water stress. And we are calculating pixel by pixel, so we can extrapolate depending on the data that you have, right? So this is one indicator. And I would like to point out two different states here because I want to show you something later. So look at the Nebraska here, that we know is the top of the irrigated region in the United States. And I like them because later I will show something. Just look at Illinois here. So keep in your memory Illinois and Nebraska, right? So let's look at what happened in terms of heat stress. So here I'm going to show you another indicator that we call KDD, or killing degree days. It's very similar with growing degree days, but instead of calculating average temperature, we are looking at the maximum temperature. So basically we accumulate KDD, always language, in excess of some thresholds. And now we are looking again at the VT, the critical stage of maize in Corn Belt during this particular window, and compare what happened with the long-term average. And we see that we are seeing the same story. So the message here is about using indicators that even though they are absolutely different, one measures water, other measures temperature, or whatever, they have to tell something at the end, tell a story. And we are seeing this story being written here. Look at Nebraska. So we had very high deviation. We are seeing in percentage, right? So we have 100% higher in this region in comparison with long-term average. In Illinois, again, just example. Sorry that I didn't use a circle or marker to help you. If you look at some regions, like extreme deviation, we have regions in Wisconsin or even Indiana with 4 times higher than long-term average. So it was a big problem in terms of heat stress. All right, so we have climate, right? We are looking at a critical stage. Remember the components? But what happens if you have a strong variety that can handle that pressure or have management practice? So that's the play of indicators, remote sensing indicators. So at this point, we are looking just at NDVI, and we know that we have many problems with NDVI, saturated in when it reaches the peak, etc., etc., and so on, but it's okay. It's a vegetation health indicator, right? So this is the NDVI for Nebraska in a field level for corn and in an irrigated field. So in the red color, it's like orange, we have 2012. And the blue, we have 2013 as reference, right? And you have some phenological states marked, and thanks for our partners and colleagues in Nebraska, they have that information. So what happened in that particular window that I mentioned? You see, oh, this is bad. We have problems with the markets. But anyways, let's look at the numbers. We have in that particular field 30% higher water stress, 105% higher of heat stress, right? And so at that point, we have some problems here. I'm sorry. But anyways, this area, this field is irrigated. So even though with this high level of stress, they, you know, was able to handle that pressure and reach the peak almost at the same level. Of course, we saw rapid development and rapid senescence. That's the reason that, you know, was high stress. But what happened in Illinois? Remember that red area, very strong area with red colors? That's the same analysis, but this region is not irrigated. From the same window, okay, God, okay, we have some problems in layout, but it's okay. We have water stress about 100% higher than in comparison to long-term average. We have heat stress higher than 245% in comparison to long-term average. So look at these numbers and look at the effect of vegetation development. It's clear that in that critical stage we had a drop-off. So I would say that all of the integrators, we are seeing that the region was less affected, lower values of indicators or in comparison with this, but also management practice or even varieties. So the idea here is, okay, how we incorporate all of the species? Okay, my time is out. How we incorporate all of the species? So this is the framework, so this is the webpage that we are designing. So our team, as agroclimate team, we are Dr. Fraze can tell much more than I about the story of agroclimate. So we were invited to put all of the pieces together in a system specific for NAS to identify, measure, and monitor the effect of climate variability and extreme event on crops. So just to give you a brief overview how it looks like, we have a menu with our own tools, with external tools, so it works like a portal. And you have many tools related here, map tools, base map tools, weather station-based tools, and we also have reports. So briefly, one of the reports that I'm going to show you, this is from Nebraska this year, 2017. And based on your query, so you can query by region, by period of time, by variable, and then I'm showing you rainfall and night temperature indicator. A night temperature here, it's calculated based on RTMA data, with, in this case, a threshold of 68 Fahrenheit. And we have the observed data, we compare with percentile to see how far we are from the long-term average, we compare with deviations and 5 years average. And we highlight when we see like extreme that we consider 25 or 75% below or above average. So at the end, I would like to say that of course the impact of stressful weather conditions may vary the stress severity, exposure duration, place, crop resilience, etc. But we see that the power of indicators, that just was three indicators that we show you, but have a potential to help us to evaluate crop response to climate-driven stress. And the power of integrating them in a system can help us to improve the capability to monitor crop conditions during critical stages. Of course, I don't have time for questions, so I would like to thank you all, and sorry for extending too much, but that's the end. Okay.